This is Dakota Datebook for August 4th. As young men entered military service in large numbers following the attack on Pearl Harbor, the United States faced the possibility of a labor shortage. North Dakota grappled with the shortage, just like the rest of the country. The Women's Land Army recruited city women to work on farms, but it wasn't wildly successful. North Dakota then turned to prisoners of war. Some prisoners were released from the prison camp at Fort Abraham Lincoln to work on farms. That program was curtailed after several prisoners escaped. In an effort to solve the problem, the United States and Mexico crafted the Mexican Farm Labor Agreement. This agreement allowed Mexican laborers, known as braceros, to work on American farms for planting and harvesting, and then return to Mexico. Knowing that people of Mexican descent were often treated poorly in the United States, Mexico was cautious about entering into the agreement. But when Mexico declared war on Germany and its allies in May of 1942, the U.S. and Mexico became allies. And Mexico felt the program was important to support the war against fascism. The agreement, which became known as the Braceros Program, was signed on this date in 1942. According to the agreement, braceros would be protected from social and economic discrimination. They'd be paid 30 cents an hour, and housing facilities had to meet acceptable hygiene standards. Most of the braceros went to California, with only about 3% coming to North Dakota. Most of those worked on sugar beet farms in the Red River Valley. When planting was done, they went to other farms to help with haying and the wheat harvest. They returned in September to help with the beet harvest. And when that was over, they returned to Mexico. Braceros had a good reputation in North Dakota. Newspapers reported that farmers found them to be honest and hardworking. Few North Dakotans spoke Spanish, and few braceros spoke English. So the federal government published brochures in both languages, including a booklet of useful sentences and phrases. Not all was rosy. Food and housing were often below standards, and pay was sometimes low or entirely withheld. But overall, the program was considered a success. With men returning to the labor market and a changing political climate, Congress let the Braceros program expire in 1964. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.